Who sold you the shop?
As it was a Serbian guy. Serbian man. Jako.
Now, why would you want to have a shop like that, a business like that?
Well, I tried different things.
Who told you the idea?
Just my own idea. My own idea, that's all. I was associated with the Greeks, businessman.
You did.
And I was at Kiel in Dundas, was at Paris Candy, was at Greeks. They had about 20 girls for working for them.
When?
Big place, that time.
1920.
And I used to go there, you know, Gerard, his name was a guy, the owner, his two brothers. Big business.
What was his name? What was their name?
Gerard, I think, was his name.
But they were Greeks?
Yeah.
Where from Greece?
Well, that's the question, I don't know.
And he had 20 girls working for him.
Oh, yes. He was making candies there, caramels, whatnot. Big ice cream. Big place. Gold mine. 200 people can sit down there. You know, ice cream dishes. Profit. Big. Big profit.
What was that place called?
Paris Candy.
Paris Candy.
They call them Paris Candy.
That was the...
One of the best in Jumps. One of the best places. There wasn't any better in Toronto. Dundas in Kiel, yeah. Just across. Sure, she reached the place.
Yes,
Dundas and Kiel. Are there any photographs of that or your own place? Prince of Wales? No photographs of that?
Well, I sold out and everything's goodbye. We're not interested. I mean, I had the restaurant and I run that business.
So anyways, wait a minute. So you would see people like these Gerard guys, these Greeks, and they would make all this money, and you said, I'll do the same thing. This will make me money.
But mine was a small place to compare with them.
Yeah.
I had about 46 seats. But I was a second man selling ice cream. I had gold mine, but I was a little bit... I give to get. That's the way they say. Give little, get more. I donate money to churches.
What church?
Local Catholic church. It was across there, big church. There was going there about 1,000 people a day. So I donate $5 a week or a month and so on.
Were they Italians?
Catholics? No. Canadian. English.
English Catholics?
Well, sure there is. Yeah. I mean, Italians, French, they're solid. Polacks, they're Catholics, solid.
Yeah.
This Canadians, I mean, there's Catholics.
But at this church, the Canadians
used to go. Catholics. St. Michael, St. Paul. There is St. Paul, it's not Catholic. I mean, you know, the St. Paul, St. Paul.
Yeah. But so you would, all right.
And I had all that business. All those Catholics there, they're packed. Gold mine. I was making business. And the superintendent of guns came to my place, says to me, I want you to come back. And this time he says, you don't have to put nothing on you. He says, just a white coat and you walk around. So I want you. I says, his name was Wharton.
This is the old man?
The owner. This is the superintendent.
Oh.
The head guys of of all employees. You see, the old man Guns, he's the owner, eh?
Yeah.
But you got to have a...
Supervisor.
Not visor, superintendent. This is bigger than supervisor. Supervisor, they can call any... I mean, you can be the head guy and the younger guy, supervise. You know, you tell them to do so, this and that, and so on. Supervise, they call them. But superintendent is a... Matter of fact, he can tell them to the owner what to do.
Superintendent.
Because he knows... whole business, I mean.
And he wanted you to come back.
He wanted me to come back. I says, no. He says, put somebody else. I says, no. I says, somebody else, you don't work my business. I says, nothing like the man own the business, putting the money in. The way he works, I says, and the one you're going to hire, I says, you don't work him. You know what to say. Oh, one for the boss, one for me, plus the pay. So he says, I always thought, he says, you're a clever boy. He says, by the way, I says, Mr. Wharton, I good morning. I made special two dishes and his wife. See. I said, how much you made? Now I should say that to you. Eh?
Oh yeah.
He said, how much you made? I says, I'll tell you. He says, I get $85. And he's a superintendent, 1,400 people. I say $85. And I was making $40, and I was nothing. And he's a head guy. I says, you know how much I make here? He says, how much? I said, not every week, I said, but mostly, I says, I make $300 a week. No. It's a crime, he says. In me, he says, I went to school, he says, and born here, and 1,400 people, he says, I got all responsibility, he says, and I should get 85, I says, that's business.
That's right.
Yeah. But I had the place for some time, and I sold it. Yeah. That business.
When you had now the Prince of Wales candy shop, where did you live?
When I was living?
Where did you
live? I live in hotel and room and different places. I was single, eh? Yeah. Then when I brought the wife.
No, before you brought the wife. When you had the when
I
you
was
had
living in different places.
Why? No place above the shop? Above your store?
No, there was rented, there was different people lived. I lived there too. But I paid rent. Eh?
Right.
But I didn't have no my own. I mean, I had the ice cream parlor, sure, I paid the rent there and so on. Mm-hmm. But I was single and I was living rumor, that's all they call it.
Rumors.
You pay so much, you know, and that's it, every week.
You, where were these rooms? Do you remember some streets?
Yes. I live in St. Paul, I live in Power, I live in Queen, I live in Sackville, I changed to three places.
Sackville Street, that's down here.
East.
Where exactly was Prince of Wales?
On Queen Street, between Parliament and
what number?
Tracy,
what number?
400.
Oh, 400.
Just across the church. It's St. Paul
Church.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So you would live around the area?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were there many Greeks in the area then? In that area?
No.
No.
Mostly all Balkans, all Macedonians, Bulgarians, Yugoslavian Serbians, you know, mm-hmm. and Croatians, mm-hmm. and it was a French, it was a lot of French there.
A lot of French there.
Oh yeah. French was there, matter of fact they had a school there, French school and mm-hmm. church.
Yeah.
That was a French territory.
Mm-hmm.
And Macedonians, there was all in Trinity and King Street there.